BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. A fascinating fact about Swindon is included on Real or No Real with Danny Howard. More calls from the Freshers line, and we've made some new friends from Finland. They don't quite get the idea of the line, but it's fine. Radio 4 Extra get overexcited about being hip and cool when they were featured on yesterday's Innuendo Bingo. And we call up some more friends and family from Chris's phone book and tell them to talk dirty to him.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, this is Scott. So we've reached Friday, it's almost the weekend. Just got to get through the afternoon, which we'll help you with, and then bosh. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. DJing again last night?
Yeah.
As my mum would say, burning the candle at both ends.
I think this whole Freshers thing, I have burnt the candle maybe a bit too much, but the candle's been burnt now. It's pretty much done, isn't it, Freshers?
So. Yeah. You need to get yourself a new wick. Is that one? So, a receptive crowd last night?
It was good. Yeah, I was DJing for the Professional Cricketers Association. So, what was really weird, you wouldn't know many of these people, but it was really weird kind of DJing for loads of, like, legendary cricketers.
It's like when I did the Manchester United Players Awards and DJed there. I took my dad and he was well excited because he's a big fan. But I didn't know who any of them were.
I don't want to do myself a disservice here, but my favourite was the bloke at the front who literally just stood there. Whenever he didn't like a song, he'd march right to the front and just put his thumbs down, sort of gladiator style, in front of me so I could see.
Yeah, this does happen, you see. The more you DJ out, you'll get to know this. My favourite was when I was doing a gig, I think it was at a university in Scotland a couple of years ago, and this guy comes up and goes, can my girlfriend have a picture? I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem.
I have just realised his name is Ryan Sidebottom, though, so that makes things...
Who?
The cricketer who was standing in front of me the whole time.
He was a cricketer?
Yes.
I love that.
All is good.
Yeah, that's fine. That's kind of karma. Your name's Sidebottom. Rein it in. So the guy comes, he's like, can I have my girlfriend a picture? I was like, yeah. He's like, I'll get it in as well. So I stand in between them, at which point, as the picture's being taken, he whispers in my ear, I think you are absolute crap. Like, thanks very much.
Why the need?
just wanted it for his girlfriend, like literally in my ear as we were having the picture taken. Thanks, mate. Nice one. Love you too.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Everyone knows this song.
Talk dirty to me.
Number one, Jason Derulo, Talk Dirty to Me. But does everybody in the world, if you ring them and say,
Talk Dirty to Me,
do they then go,
I think they do.
They don't, because your mate Tash didn't last week.
Talk Dirty to Me.
What?
Talk Dirty to Me.
What? Chris.
Go on.
Are you kidding? What's wrong with you?
Are you going to do it?
Am I going to talk dirty to you?
Yeah.
No. You're joking, aren't you?
Well, it's up to you. I'm giving you a chance.
Talk dirty to you.
No. No. All right, then. I'll speak to you later.
So he's convinced that if you call someone and go, talk dirty to me, that they will then go, your mate Kieran did better.
Hello?
Kieran, it's Chris.
All right, mate. How's it going?
Talk dirty to me.
Hey?
Talk dirty to me.
What?
Yes! Yeah!
I noticed that people are now doing this on text to people. And we're getting a lot of people just screenshotting the text, going, talk dirty to me. And people are going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do on text. Does it work on Twitter? I don't think so much. Anyway, we're going to try some more. But this time I would like it to be maybe some family members, Chris, to see if they
I'm
know the song.
Sure.
Everyone knows this song, right? And then maybe one of our bosses as well. Who are we going to call, please? Who are we calling?
See, last time when we spoke to Tash and then she put us on to the boss, I thought that all got, you know, her boss, that all got a bit weird.
Yeah. Let's move it closer to home now, though. I think family.
Okay. So see, I'm thinking my Auntie Trees is probably the only family member of that age with a mobile.
Auntie Trees?
Trees.
Oh, Trees. Say Jason
Derulo. Wrong?
Yeah. Say Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
No, wrong.
Why is that wrong?
Say Therese.
Trees.
No, that's, you're saying it trees.
Do you want me to call her?
Yes.
Talk dirty to me.
Who's this?
This is the number.
No, but who's that singing?
Talk Jason dirty. Derulo.
Derulo?
What? Jason Derulo.
No, Rulo. Okay, right. I'm calling. Who is it?
My Auntie Trees. I'm not sure.
I'm obsessed now with Auntie Trees. Oh, here we go.
I can't
resist it. What was that?
Oh, rubbish.
Are you sure that was Trees?
Sort of got through there. Try it.
Call him back.
Try it again.
Call him back. Come on. Oh, yes, we're on.
Hello.
Hi, Trees. It's Chris.
Oh, Chris. I'm sorry, I rejected you first time because you've got a different number, you little devil.
I know. How are you?
I'm all right.
Trees, you've been busy lately.
Have I been?
Yeah.
No, I'm never busy, me.
I need to come see you soon.
Yeah, you should do.
I haven't seen you for time.
No. Oh, you know, I'm always at home.
I know.
Just come and see me.
I know.
I heard all about Amelie's birthday party. Was that good?
It was really good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Trees?
I got a card from her today, yeah. Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Talk dirty to me.
Do what? How about your shoes are a bit grubby and they could do with a polish up? And your tie, you know, you slop your dinner down your tie. I mean, what can we say?
Wrong. I don't think you will have heard of this song, will you?
No.
No. Okay, let's forget this happened.
I think we should.
Please don't tell Mum.
Don't tell your mum?
Yeah.
Why? Just, you know I tell her everything.
I know. Okay.
You know that I don't keep secrets.
I know. All right, then. I love you. I'll see you soon.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, my God, that was the most uncomfortable thing ever.
I'm not keen on this game anymore.
Maybe not with the family.
Maybe we move it away from the family.
However, I am going to just keep playing tricks of you, clips of you saying hi, Trees, all day.
It's her name.
Hi, Trees.
Hi, Trees. It's her name. How would you say it?
Trees.
Trees.
Outside her house. Has she got particularly high
hi,
trees?
Shut up.
That was awful.
I'm not feeling the family. No. The problem is with that generation there, they're not going to...
They're not going to know Jason Derulo,
no.
Are they?
Right.
Here's the worst bit.
Talk dirty to me.
Ah!
Do what?
I can't stand it.
Okay, let's... Are we continuing with this game?
We'll play Jason...
Derulo.
Yeah, and then we'll say bye, Trees. Someone wants to know how old is Auntie Trees. I don't know why that is. Okay, so that was Auntie Trees. Shall we...
Stop saying it.
What?
Know what you're doing.
I just tweeted hashtag hi, Trees.
Oh, why would you do that kind of thing?
It's hi, weird. Trees. It's just really amusing me and I don't know why.
Right.
Okay, so why don't we... I'd quite like to up it again with the Talk Dirty To Me game. I'm saying one of our bosses.
Right.
I'm saying Andy.
I suppose the theory with this would be that he probably or should have been listening to this.
Well, I haven't seen him at his desk, so I don't know if he's in meetings or what, but just call his mobile.
Okay, have you got that?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't.
Yes, I do. You ready?
Ready.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, Andy, it's Chris.
Hello.
Hello, are you all right?
Which Chris?
Stark.
Oh, hello, Chris.
Busy day?
How you doing, mate?
Good.
Yeah, very busy, actually, so far. What about you? How's it going?
How are the meetings?
How are the meetings?
Yep.
The meetings are always enlivening.
We need to have a bit of a catch-up soon, I think.
Do we? What about?
And just stuff.
Stuff?
Talk dirty to me?
That's my thing, is it? Hello?
Hello? I'll speak to you later.
All right, thanks for your call.
Well then, bye.
Good to catch up.
OMG.
Oh, good.
Right. Can we move? Right. If we're going to do this one more time, can we make it someone that we think might get the joke? Not be in this game anymore.
Okay. One last time.
We need to have a meeting about stuff. Okay. Who are we going to do?
Break glass for emergency ATAC, I'm saying.
Who?
Emily ATAC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she'll do it.
You know, Charlotte in between us.
Yeah. Big jokes.
Yep.
Have you got a number? You have, yeah.
I reckon
High Trees.
Right, yes. Okay. I reckon she'll do the song. This game is, I'm worried I'm going to not just lose my job, lose my family and friends.
It's all right. I'm just,
Here's the number.
Yes! We're on.
Hi, Emily, it's Chris Starr.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Busy day?
Sorry?
Busy day?
Yeah, I'm filming a film in Ibiza, and I literally only found out yesterday, so I'm, like, rushing around today, getting my stuff sorted. I've got to get my hair done and all that. What are you up to?
Talk dirty to me.
What?
Talk dirty to me.
Talk dirty to you. What?
You know it. Yes! I knew you would do it.
Yeah, what, is this like a thing? Are you like ringing people up hoping that they're going to do it?
Yeah, and you're the first person who did.
It's a tune.
It is a tune. You kind of do it better than I do as well.
I'm going to listen to it now, actually.
All right, nice one. Oh, thanks a lot, Emily. Bye, then.
See you later, bye.
Oh, we got one at last. Kind of makes up for all the other really, really embarrassing moments. The Scott Mills Daily. I tell you what, BBC Radio 4 Extra are very excited.
Why?
They tweeted earlier, sent a tweet saying, "We've made it onto Innuendo Bingo. Are we cool now?"
Oh, no. When you ask, "Are we cool now?" that immediately makes it not cool.
And then they go on to say, "Or should we say hip?"
Yeah.
"Or rad?"
Oh. Well, yeah, amazing that they've tweeted about it, though.
Radio 4 Extra, they're, like, well intelligent and ding.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was the clip which we played, which made it onto Innuendo Bingo from Radio 4 Extra's 4 o'clock show.
That must have been an additional kind of horror to that episode in his life.
But I think we should say that he loved Fanny.
Some accurate information about Charles Dickens' sister there from Radio 4 Extra. There's some really good videos for you to watch from this week. Rihanna off of Films on Tuesday. What a mess that was. And then Gemma Kearney yesterday. Both are fantastic videos and are there right now on the Radio 1 YouTubes. Is it wrong that at 3 a.m. this morning, I couldn't sleep, so I actually watched the Gemma video?
Did
and
you?
Was in bed going...
Were like, you guffawing?
I really was.
And is this that
was
the right? My, this is that the right?
Yeah,
guffawing.
My favourite bit. Okay, so over to Bargain Hunt now, where there is an interesting lot up for auction, and its real purpose is only just becoming clear.
Interesting, this one. It's a 19th century, the Hallmark Silver. We've catalogued it as a moustache brush, but I'm sure you're all aware it's a lady's muff brush.
And she's off.
Do you reckon you can get particular product?
I don't know.
I'm sure you're all aware it's a lady's muff brush.
Small brush.
She sets me off every time. I was laughing in bed at that. Is that wrong about my own show, my own video?
Well, I wasn't really spitting. 3 a.m.
Yeah,
in the morning.
I wasn't. I'm just announcing the clips. It's not really me, so I think that's fine. So yeah, I was guffering. You're getting all the words mixed up today.
I know.
All your who's wrong. You're whoing the wrong things.
I've been banned from whooing.
Well, because you're whooing the wrong things.
Guys here are saying you hooed, no more whooing until
you
Monday.
Hooed Lady Gaga poker face earlier. She's still very relevant. Then you're calling your auntie Tree. Hi, Trees.
Hi, Trees.
Then you're saying guffering. Guffering. If you want to guffer, then go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel over the weekend and check out those videos. If you've never watched Innuendo Bingo before, you are missing out. But if you can't watch it live, we always put the videos on Radio 1 YouTube. Just put Radio 1 into YouTube. Gemma Candies is there from yesterday, which is brilliant. And Rihanna with her makeup all over the shop on Tuesday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's for Gemma and also Mark, who are on the prinks already. What?
2:30.
Students, though, isn't it?
True that.
It's fine.
But if you're using the student excuse, they probably woke up an hour ago.
This is the breakfast show for students. Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1. Hello, freshers, if you're just waking up.
2:30 prinks, though.
I know. We just might as well just carry on. It's a rollover, isn't it? Oh. Probably from last night. And the night before.
Rollover.
It is, though. Have you never heard that before? It's a rollover. Carry on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Natasha, who says, I'm quite nervous about my flight home. It's very windy outside today. Listening to Scott Mills to calm my nerves. Hashtag bumpy flight. Do you know what? It's all going to be fine. I used to be really scared of flying, Natasha, and I'm not anymore because I now know what all the noises mean. I'm not very good to fly with. In fact, you do not want to be in front of me on a plane because I'm a fidget. But actually, I used to be... Do you remember? I used to be absolutely terrified of flying.
Yeah.
And now... I don't know why, it's just kind of doesn't bother me anymore.
You don't need to worry about the weathers.
Don't worry about the weathers.
It's a bit windy out, it's fine.
It's a bit windy.
It's a plane.
It's a plane. You'll be all right. Safest form of travel. Just don't do what my flatmate did and watch, before he went on a long-haul flight, a whole weekend of air crash investigation. That's not a good thing to do.
Maybe not even say it.
Yeah, or don't watch Flight either, that film. Have you seen that with Denzel Washington? No. Definitely don't watch that. But it'll be fine.
They never show those kind of films on a plane, I noticed.
No, I think I've seen Flight on a
plane.
Advertised on a plane.
I've never seen snakes on a plane on a plane.
Yeah, because that would happen.
Snakes on a plane on a plane.
Yeah, you don't get that many plane films on a plane. And I think there's a reason.
Con Air?
I don't. That should be on everywhere. One of the best, probably the best movie of all time, Con Air. We've said this before. I remember flying with you once, and there's a bit where it climbs to the correct altitude and then the engines stop working so much, they kind of pull back. And I remember you going, oh, brilliant. You thought that was it. But what happens is they do this for ages, and then they just go, and it does feel like it might be, the engine might be stopping.
I like how casual I am when I think the end is near.
He went, oh, brilliant. Alex in Nottingham, just a bit of admins, because I feel that we do a lot of stuff on this show, like a lot of stories, and then just leave them, like we don't return to them, we don't follow it up. Alex says, do you guys still go to the same place to get your lunch after the whole underpants thing? What's happening with that, please? A lot of people are asking me.
Do you know what? It's been a real lesson learned, this, a life lesson. If someone does, like, call you by the wrong name or something like that, don't go along with it. Nip it in the bud, I think is the phrase to use.
Yeah.
And just be honest, just quickly say, if he's like calling you Mark, which is what he was doing, just quickly just go, oh, sorry, Chris. And it's great now. He calls me by my real name. We eat lasagna every day. It's great. The situation is fine, but it has been a lesson learned. Just be honest.
Yeah. See, when he started calling you, saying, how's Mark, you should have
Matt,
just,
sorry,
Matt, whatever it was, just say, I don't know who that is. Honesty, always the best policy.
Yeah.
And it's worked out. And you're kind of mates with him now, I'd say.
Yeah, it's great. But the thing is now, he overcompensates.
Right.
So everything he says is, you're right, Chris. What do you want, Chris?
It's Chris,
to prove a point.
But I like it he calls you Chris. And do you remember, that was just a few weeks ago, how stressed you were about not being able to ever get lasagna from there again? All fine now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so imagine something a lot worse than... someone showing snakes on the plane. All right? What would be worse than that?
I don't know.
Worse than that would be if you are on a plane to Los Angeles, like Leanne was recently, and actual Samuel L. Jackson's on the flight.
Whoa.
That's going to freak you out.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Love Rug, Danny Howard will be here at 3:40 with Real or No Real, the Lord of the Dance, Danny Howard, at 3:40. Also, someone says that we are the soundtrack to their weekly uni food shop. I'm a fresher and I'm still listening. That's Callum in Southampton. Did you used to do the weekly uni food shop?
That's kind of weird because my weekly food shop was to a shop that rhymes with Basda.
Yes.
And they had their own sort
I know
of
the one you mean.
Supermarket radio station, which was...
Basda FM. Yeah, I used to do adverts on there.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
You were on Basda FM?
For a little bit.
Wow.
And the one that rhymes with Bone Bass.
But it's quite weird when you hear a radio station. They play a lot of, like, Who songs.
Yeah.
It's like Texas and stuff like that. And then do shout-outs for the courgettes and things like that.
Yeah, like, they tell you all the offers and that. I tell you what you should do, by the way, if you are going on a uni food shop with a couple of mates, to keep the cost right down, I'm not naming names, do what an ex-Radio 1 DJ used to do. Back in the day, and know exactly what time they announce all the stuff that's to be cleared at your local supermarket. Because you know they've got to get rid of all the stuff, right? And what they do at the end of the day is they do a tannoy announcement and everything is ridiculously cheap. So you get everything for like 20p because it's all reduced to clear.
Yeah.
And he used to know exactly what time the tannoy announcements would be on.
I'm desperate to know who this is.
And then he would pick up the bargains. The tightest person I've ever met. Okay, right, so it's time for some freshers on the freshers line. Some more. Now, we're not going to do this again for a while, obviously, because freshers are kind of dying down a bit now, and I think the line is coming to the end of its use. But what the idea of the freshers line was I didn't want you to stop listening just because you've got new friends and you've gone to a new part of the country. I still wanted you to care about Radio 1 and make this show important. I didn't want you to forget about me. Now, what's happened is people are now abusing this line. Like these people, Sarah, Katie and Imogen. It's just become a bit of a kind of... a love-in for you. Oh, listen really? To this.
Hi, Scott! Hello, it's Sarah from Oundle.
Hello, it's Katie from Watford.
It's Imogen and I'm from Reading. And we just wanted to call and say that we love you and we're freshers. We pre-drink to your download show. We're having such a good time. We go to Leeds Uni. We're loving it.
Chris, I want to go to Watford Match View because I just love it.
Definitely. Oh, Mila Kunis didn't know what she was missing out on because she's so silly.
Love you. Love you guys.
Oh, sweet. But that's not what the line is for.
You're not keen on this abuse of the line, are you?
Just tell me you're still listening and tell me what you've been up to. This person doesn't get it either.
I don't know how to say it.
24 years at the top end. Chris, this is Lucy. Call me.
Okay. No. So obviously you didn't call her back.
No.
So guess what? Lucy is back on again. She leaves another message on the freshers line to impress you.
Hello, Chris. Miles. This is...
No, it's Chris Mills. Scott Mills.
Oh, Chris.
Chris, stop.
No,
it's wrong. Sorry, we'll call you back. I can't believe you did the one.
Oh, well, that went well.
That was the worst attempt.
They didn't call back, by the way.
Did they not?
No, never heard from them again.
I like the panic in her voice. It's like, we're too far gone.
Hello,
oh, God.
Chris. Miles, this is...
No, it's Chris Mills. Scott Mills.
Yeah.
Scott Mills. Chris.
That was, I told you about that, didn't I, when there were some girls outside and they went, Chris Miles, to me before.
You don't like that, do you?
Well, I don't think we look that similar, that's all I'm saying.
No, it's not about you looking similar, though. It's just where people associate it with the sort of radio thing, isn't it?
I suppose. Anyway, so the Freshers Line, formerly Freshers Line, now Dateline, has gone international. We're now going to our friends in Finland. Hello, Finland. Bonjour. And bienvenue. I've said it before. The Scandinavians, they love it, and they're also a little bit mad, as you can hear from this message. And we do think something here has been a little bit lost in translation.
Hey, Scott, we're first-year media students from Helsinki, Finland, and we just got to tell you that
Well, there we are. So thank you to our friends in Finland there. From Helsinki. I really want to go to Finland.
It sounds fun.
The only other person I know from Finland is that one from Eurovision this year that now stalks me on Twitter. Do you remember the one with the wedding dress? The Ding Dong Girl. Remember her? Yeah, you do. The one that sung the song about weddings. She was from Finland.
The Ding Dong Girl.
Yeah, her song went ding dong. Absolutely bonkers, but brilliant.
Chris, you can make a spit water in me anytime.
Thanks, Finland. Hi, Danny Howard.
Hi, how you doing?
You got a private jet yet?
No, I wish I did for last night.
You are such an international DJ now, and all of the big ones, they got their own private jets, haven't they? The Tiestos.
The David Guetta's off this world.
Yeah,
the Souls.
DJ Chucky who?
The Chuckies.
Chucky. Yeah, they've all got one. Surely it's a matter of time. Well, what happened last night then?
Yeah, I missed my flight. Bit of an idiot, really. I was playing in I was meant to be playing in Northern Ireland, but didn't quite make it.
Oh.
And
sorry, Northern Ireland.
It's the plane. You make it sound like it's a bus or something.
Well, no, you go hand luggage, Chris. So, like, you can go straight on.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
So I particularly liked the video you then put up.
Well,
it's like an apology video.
I had to video the airport with nobody in it. There was just me and the cleaner, and just to prove that I was actually there. sorry, guys.
Sorry, I'm in the airport.
Yeah. Never mind.
Also, someone says, what's happening with your podcast, please? They need some fresh new EDM in their life.
Oh, I can sort that.
I'm just going through some admins from the text.
Okay.
Just a few questions. So you are back on Radio 1 tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, yes. And I know you've been doing your last freshers line today of the year. We're sort of doing our last freshers dance anthems of this year as well, because it is getting, people are starting to learn now, actually go to lectures and do some actual uni work.
For the first time this year.
Yeah, so people are going to be picking some of their favourite dance anthems at the moment. I've done Push the Tempo, a freshers classic. I wasn't going to tell people what it is, but I don't have to tell you, because you could drop it anywhere. Okay, it's a classic. You could drop it 20 years ago and still drop it now, and
Baywatch.
It is massive. Not Baywatch.
Jump Around.
Jump Around.
Yeah, is it? So I've done quite a lot of freshers gigs, haven't I?
Yeah.
So that's Danny Howard tomorrow. Dance anthems, make it part of your weekend from 4 o'clock on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Baywatch Push the Tempo would be amazing.
Maybe. I'll put that one in the bank, Chris.
Okay, so with Danny here, we're about to play Real or No Real. You can as well. It's the last one of the week. Last one for a while, because I'm off.
Where are you off?
I'm just off.
Oh, okay.
I'm on my way. I'm not here. See you, Stevens, next week. Okay, bye. So, last chance to get yourself some Scott Mills points. Are these real or no real?
According to a 2010 survey, the most common lie told in the UK is, sorry, I didn't have any signal.
Oh!
Yes.
It's a lie that's used a lot.
How often do you not get signal now, though? Actually, it's still a surprising amount,
isn't it?
It does
happen a lot. It does happen a lot.
It shouldn't, though, should it? It's 2013. Come on.
What I don't get is they're making the 4Gs, they've got the 3... Let's concentrate on just getting a signal first. Oh, then let's do the
3Gs. You've got
4G now, have you? Yeah. I haven't, some people have got the 4Gs. Yeah. It's like...
If you've got 4G, you've got no excuse.
I've got G4.
Oh. G4, they weren't they? Yeah. That is who.
Someone says, is Danny Howard now standing on a box when playing Real or No Real? No, that's just when he DJs, not in the studio.
We did actually do that once, though.
Yeah, we did.
We did have a box.
So, I didn't have signal. Is that the biggest lie told?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real also.
That one is real.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. One in four people surveyed said that they use that lie regularly as an excuse for not talking to someone on the phone. I just pretend to be on my phone. I did that with you yesterday, didn't I, Chris? No, not with you. No. I was with you at the time.
I was with you. You saw some people that you didn't want to see, so you went on your phone.
Yeah.
But I was standing right next to you. I was like, oh, okay.
The next time I see you, Scott, I'm going to think you're ignoring me if you're on your phone.
Oh, no, that's the problem, though, but I'm not.
Someone should test him. If you're ever on a club night or something like that,
ring
Scott's
his phone.
There, if he looks like he's on his phone, ask to see it. Guarantee no person will be on the other end.
Our next TV football pundit, Robbie Savage, admitted to being a little embarrassed this week when he was interviewed on ITV's This Morning while still wearing a Well Done sticker from an earlier trip to the dentist.
He is a bit immature, isn't he?
You can imagine him asking for a sticker at the dentist, can't you?
I think it's good that even at that age, you can still get a sticker from the dentist.
Yeah.
What I didn't get is when dentists used to give you a lollipop at the end. Sort of defeats the object.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for ruining my teeth.
They weren't real ones, were they? The lollipop, because I had the same. It was like one of those healthy lollipops or so. It wasn't right.
It was wasn't a healthy lollipop. Yeah.
It was like a sugar-free one. It was.
Okay.
So
I want to say real for that because I can believe it. I want to believe it. I want it to be true.
You can also imagine him wearing the "Wake Me for Food" sticker on a plane. Bobby Savage.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Do they exist?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. Seemed likely, though.
Did.
What about this?
The Wiltshire town of Swindon is twinned with Walt Disney World in Florida.
Oh, come on, twin towns.
Who? Yeah.
Towns being twinned. That's
how
still
does,
on, isn't
how
it?
How does it happen?
Well, you get to a town and it's like, it's normally somewhere in France.
This town is twinned with Wall.
Well, Blackpool is twinned with one in Germany. I don't know the town, but it's twinned with somewhere in Germany.
Yes.
That's all I know.
Pinner is twinned with somewhere in France.
It's always somewhere you've never heard of in France.
Doublet or something.
Yeah. But is Swindon twinned with Walt Disney World?
Do you know what? I think this is going to be real. I think this is going to be one of those weird. I think if it is real, this is the fact of the day.
It is, yeah.
I'm going to say real.
This is going to be one that everyone's going to be saying in the pub tonight if it's real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
Yeah.
Yes, have that one. Swindon.
Rubbish today.
Twinned with Walt Disney World. Swindon won the chance to twin with Disney World in 2009 in a competition. They both have a magic roundabout at Disney World. Right. Disney World, it's a ride in Swindon. It's an actual roundabout. But what about this one?
Susanna Reid has size 13 feet.
Ooh, club foot. It's a joke.
That's Susanna Reid off of BBC Breakfast, Being Hot, and Strictly Come Dancing.
Big feet, though.
Massive. Like massive plates, they are. 13.
Big
Jeez.
Big old feet. Well, I don't know. I mean, you never see a feet, do you?
Because, that's bigger than Michelle Obama's.
When she's doing the breakfast, they sort of cut off at the ankle, don't they? You don't really see much feet.
What size are you, Chris?
I guess you really look for
what size
it.
What size are you?
I'm size...
Be honest.
Okay, right. Why are you 15? Pausing?
I'm size 10.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? So I'm a 10.
Do you know what? Truth be told, I think I'm 9, but I've always rounded up. So I've always worn ill-fitting trainers.
What, just to say you're a 10?
Because you feel embarrassed by being a 9?
What's wrong with being a 9?
Absolutely nothing.
I'm a 9.
Look at Susanna Reid. She's got massive 13 feet.
That's big, isn't it?
Or has she, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Susanna Reid.
Well, because I feel like I've just insulted her, I'm going to say no real.
I'm not sure with this. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, awkward. Got him.
And at the end of that...
Danny scored 20, I scored 30.
Nah.
If it was true that Susanna Reid had size 13 feet, are you still finding her hot then? Okay, right. Well, there we are. What were the scores again?
Sorted.
Danny got 20, I got 30.
Thanks, Danny Howard.
Thanks.
So those were all the best bits of Friday's show. Next week, I am off. So Hugh Stevens is here Monday to Friday between 1 and 4. I will see you a week Monday.